I'm high in the Holy Ghost. So do you guys understand it? And it's not something you should clap for me for. Be high in the Holy Ghost too. So that we can be high in the Holy Ghost. And we can allow the impossible to happen. Do you understand? Be high in the Holy Ghost too. So the Lord can bring words to you. I'm swimming in the ocean of the Spirit. I'm pouring, 'cause I am filled to overflowing. I say I am swimming in the ocean of the Spirit. I am pouring, 'cause I am filled to overflowing. We are swimming in the ocean of the Spirit. Are you swimming? Are you swimming? Are you swimming? We are pouring, 'cause we are filled to overflowing. Hallelujah. I said we are swimming in the ocean of the Spirit. We are pouring, 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 'cause we are filled to overflowing. We are swimming in the ocean of the Spirit. We are pouring, 'cause we are filled to overflowing. teach you when I'm drunk with wine, wearing it excess, but we are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not drunk with wine, wearing it excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I hear you say it? Not you. I'm not with wearing its excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled. Say I'm not drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but I am filled. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. Say I'm not drunk. Let me hear your voice. Let us hear your voice. Oh. Declare over yourself. What are you filled of? What are you filled of? What are you filled of? What are you breathing? Are you drunk? What are you breathing? What are you carrying? Echo your love. not drink. He told you not to be filled with wine, but he gave you an alternative. He gave you an alternative. I need you. I need you to understand this. Amen. Listen to me. I always say that God is not expecting you to trust him blindly. So he gives you, for everything he says, let go of, he gives you an alternative. It is your choice to take the alternative. He said in his word, so when you know, I said, even if you don't know what it is, chant it. It's from this place something enters you, and not something, the Holy Ghost. So even if you don't know, chant it, open your mouth. When you keep saying, I will fail, I will fail, I will fail, in no time you fail. But when you keep saying, I will succeed, I will succeed, I will succeed. The guys in the meditation, what are they called? Buddhists, they understand it. They meditate on one thing and say it over and over and over and again until it comes alive. So scripture says to you, he says, do not be drunk with wine, wherein it is excess. You can say he said it and left it at that, Abby. That's enough. Don't be drunk. But then he now told you what he wants you to do. He says, don't be filled with wine, wherein it is excess. But be what? So he told you what to do. So being not filled with the Holy Ghost is a disobedience. Because he gave you the option. And he's not saying, don't be filled with wine, but just trust me blindly. Just be filled with anything. He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the pathway to understanding, to life, to revelation, to everything you need to navigate this earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not telling you to sing, I am filled with the Holy Ghost, just to wear you out. The Bible says you should be filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost you received the day you gave your life to Christ, or maybe some people, it's not at that very same time that you are speaking, the tongues you are speaking grows. So you keep being filled. It's not that I was filled and from 2019, they are sitting makalaka, 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 when they say praying tongues. Makalaka has not changed. He says, keep being filled, because in your mind, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. So, but he says, you keep being filled with the Holy Ghost. So when you start off Makalaka, the more you go in Leda Boashe, the more you go in Landia Kosa, the more you go in, you get tongues, you get mysteries. Do you understand it? So if your tongue is still the same since you got born again, and they say you should declare that you are not drunk with wine, and you are looking at me, I don't know what to do to help you. Because the more you say to the Holy Ghost, I am drunk with you, I am filled with you, he comes and have his way. The more you tell him, I am filled with you, I am filled with you, you start to see the manifestation of him. The more you told him, I am filled with you, you start to see the expression of him in your life. The more you say you are filled with him, you start to know things. Revelation start to open to you. In this place, you start to see visions. You start to see things. You start to know things. That scripture you read that didn't make sense will come alive. You will know the meaning now. It will bring things to your memory. That's what happens when we pray in tongues. Stuff happen to you. And that's why we encourage people to write down, just in case you forget, because it will speak to you. When you are praying in tongues, he speaks to you. Things come to you. Ideas that you know will not have been yours come to you. When you keep saying you are filled with him, he finds expression in you. Do you understand? Can I hear you say it? I'm not drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Ghost again. I'm not drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not drunk with wine, wearing its excess, but I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. When you saturate yourself with Him like that, some mountains that you have refused to confront, you find yourself being able to confront them. There are some issues in your life that you have not been able to pray about because you think you don't have the spiritual capacity to pray about them. But when the Holy Ghost, when you are aware of the Holy Ghost, you find yourself challenging that mountain and saying, "Be thou moved and be thou cast into the sea." When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, when you are drunk with the Holy Ghost, when you are intoxicated by the Holy Ghost, mountains will become little hills before you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mountains that you're like, "How will I pray about this?" They will become cheap before you. Because when you get in that realm in the Holy Ghost, you will look at the mountain and say, "How dare you?" You will look at the mountain and say, "How dare you?" Even you, when you finish talking, you'll be like, "That's not me talking." Because you allow the Holy Ghost. Don't keep problems to yourself and embrace it and enjoy it when it's not the one the Lord is giving you to go through so that He can teach you a process. If it's not that one, don't keep it to yourself. When you are charged up, when a battery is charged up, what does it do? It charges. Did you understand? When the car revs up and is charged, what happens? It moves. You know, we're using the word "move" carelessly. When the car is charged up and is warm, what happens to the car? It moves. So when you make this declaration over and over again, there's power in repetition. Because the first time it gets in, the second time it gets in, the third time it gets inner, the fourth time it gets inner. By the time it gets there, you will say, "Get out of my way, you mountain. Get out of my way, you devil. I refuse to be tormented by you. Enough is enough." You start to speak and speak against the mountain. And you're not afraid. You will charge to the word the mountain because it's not you charging. It's the Holy Ghost in you confronting that mountain. The Holy Ghost in you needs to speak, not you. The Holy Ghost in you needs to speak to your problems, not you. The Holy Ghost in you needs to address your situation, not you. The Holy Ghost in you needs to confront your demons, not you. You cannot confront your demons. It's the Holy Ghost that can. So everything you have been suffering for, in the form of addiction, in the form of limitation, in the form of problem, let the Holy Ghost in you confront that demon. Let the Holy Ghost in you speak to that demon. Allow the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost. Hey, we are not drunk with wine, but we are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are not drunk. We are not drunk with wine, wearing is excess. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am not drunk. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am filled with the Holy Ghost.